Hope you're having a great weekend as Northwest Buy Time continues on the Radio Northwest Network. I'm Brian Bushlack as we continue our conversation with Jesse Lyon at Davis Wright Tremaine, who shares some great things happening in the Oregon and Washington wine industry.
Well, Jess, in our last segment, we talked about the great things happening at Washington State and Oregon State, and I don't want to forget our friends listening on Radio Medford. A lot of great stuff happening down there at Southern Oregon as well.
Yeah, we don't want to let these four-year programs get ahead of some of the great work that the community colleges are doing as well, especially regionally. We've got the Southern Oregon Wine Institute in a beautiful new facility underway down at Umpqua Community College. Chemeketa Community College in Salem does a masterful job. Walla Walla Community College, I've spent some time out there with the students and directors there. Again, a teaching winery facility, which provides great hands-on experience for local employers to send students to. It helps create jobs, again, of trained professionals, which is exactly what this industry needs to catch up with the rest of the world that just happens to be ahead of it on a time frame.
I don't get the sense that the Oregon or the Washington industries necessarily want to emulate California in terms of becoming big. It seems that quality will always be the number one issue.
Yeah, I don't think a volume play is necessarily the objective of most of the businesses here. I think we recognize that the land and climate that we have in these various subregions in Oregon and Washington create an opportunity to produce something that is really unique. In California, there's a number of highly developed, highly mechanized, in some case, major producers that operate at a fantastic scale that creates economies that we probably couldn't emulate for some time, even if we wanted to. So the ability to focus on, again, talent in the vineyard and bringing great grapes to the winery is what very much what can set us apart here. And I think people are proud and willing to be different. And folks in California are taking notice of what the leaders here are doing and the opportunities that the businesses and the wineries that have invested already here are doing. And I think it's no longer just that Oregon and Washington are learning their lessons from California, but those lessons are being shared southward as well.
Jesse Lyon joining us here on Northwest Vine Time as we move toward the top of the hour on many of our network stations. And Jess, I know for our listeners out there who are engaged in wine and love this show, you've introduced us to so many great winemakers over the past year or so, and there are great opportunities to get involved in the wine industry, even if you're not in the industry, right?
There are. Certainly coming into the summer, there are fantastic summertime events in wine country. And I mean, not only events that wineries are putting on themselves, but often, again, these community events regionally that raise funds for causes that are important to those local wineries and their communities. And when you go to those sorts of events, you'll have access typically to founders and winemakers, because these are things that are really near and dear to their heart. There's a couple big events that we're involved with that are coming up later this summer. The Auction of Washington Wines and the gala at St. Michelle in August will raise funds for Washington State University and its campaign for wine, both the vitrinology program, but also the wine business management program that I'm involved with. There's the Salud auction in November. Really no shortage of programs that do wonderful things for constituents, not only in the wine industry, but their communities. And these are some of the most high-profile events that you can be a part of. You'll get access to great people and great wines. Have a wonderful time and support a good cause as well.
Well, thanks for your support of the industry, Jess. I know that many of our listeners are obviously the winemakers and the vineyard owners who also support this show. I know they appreciate your efforts in wine country. It's exciting times, isn't it?
It's very exciting, and I feel fortunate to be a part of it.
And again, our thanks to Jesse Lyon at Davis Wright Tremaine. He is the wine legal expert across the Northwest. If you'd like to learn more, head to their website, dwt.com. I want to thank Jess for his support of the industry. I know so many wineries, winemakers, and vineyard owners out there appreciate that. Also support our show as well. So thanks to Jesse Lyon and our friends at Davis Wright Tremaine. Also thanks to you, and a big thank you to our friends at News Talk 97.3 FM Cairo in Seattle, as we join that great station in Seattle coming up on July 7th. We will air the show over the air on Cairo beginning July 7th at 7 p.m. Looking forward to that. Want to also thank our friends on the Radio Northwest Network and our flagship in Portland, FM News 101, for their support as well. We will talk to you again the next couple weeks as we hit the road to Walla Walla with stops at Doubleback, Pepper Bridge, and Three Rivers Winery, among others. We'll talk to you then.